Hey, everybody. It's Bruce Allen once again. Beautiful day out there, at least it may be in your neck of the woods. I've got phone interview time once again, and I'm lucky to have Mr. Don Vickers, straight out of Crosby, Texas, I do believe. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So are you in Crosby today, or are you somewhere thereabouts?
Actually, I'm in Houston right now.
In Houston. So do mm-hmm. do you consider... Where is home base for you?
East Houston, Crosby area.
I guess you call Houston your main. That's where your residence, I guess, would be.
Actually, Crosby, Texas.
Is it Crosby?
Where
okay.
My residence is. Yeah.
Okay, because I guess they're all subdivisions just all run together now.
Pretty much.
It just no end to one to the other. So, what was it like growing up in the Houston area?
It was nice because I didn't really grow up in. Around the city. We were kind of on the outskirts around the little place called Sheldon.
Okay.
Which was kind of out in the sticks is what we called it. So yeah, we were kind of out in the woods, so we weren't really in the city.
Growing up for you, brothers and sisters?
One sister.
One sister only? Older or younger?
Uh-huh. Older.
So you were the one being picked on.
Yeah, she used to beat me up quite a bit.
Oh my gosh. You've got music history in your family, I understand.
Correct.
Yep. So tell me a little bit about, I guess, your family, what kind of music background you've got there, or they had.
My mother sang in the Houston Symphony for about 10 years. She was a classically trained singer.
Okay.
And then her sister and her brothers, they all sang, you know, in choir growing up. And one of my uncles, he actually toured in a choir all over the world. So, yeah. Got a lot of music.
So it's in the blood.
Growing up.
Man.
Yes, correct.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, I guess, married? With children? Without
yes.
children?
I'm married. No children.
No children yet. Okay. So mm-hmm. You're a FedEx career music-oriented guy.
Yeah. we didn't have kids because, you know, we kept the music.
Okay,
so it's a rough life.
let's talk about some music here. So I saw in the early days, you were a front man for a cover band. When did you decide to take it to the next level and go solo?
About 6 years ago. Played in a cover band for a long, long, long time, and then I just decided I wanted to start writing my own music. And I guess it was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Took a long time. I wish I would have done it a lot earlier.
Well, you know, sometimes the time's just not right, and you find that just like some things happen or whatever. Like, you know, it's time to go. Time to do something new and fresh, and that's when the next good thing starts. Mm-hmm. I hear that you're also a mentor. You're doing a little bit of teaching guitar and vocals to an up-and-coming lady of country music, Caitlin.
Elise, yes, sir.
So how's that going?
Very well. She has progressed a lot in the past year.
Awesome.
And I believe you're playing her current single right now, correct?
I certainly am, and fixing to schedule a interview with her as well, so hopefully I can get her to say some good things about you.
She probably won't.
we'll probably put some kind of prop in there to make it sound somewhat good.
Okay.
into your favor.
Yeah.
Okay, some questions here for you. I like to ask this of a lot of artists. You know, being a musician myself, I can see some, but what improvements or changes would you like to see in the Texas country music scene?
Oh boy.
You know, some of the guys, I don't know, want to step on any toes or anything, but you know, you can step on toes if you want to, or if you just something in general.
Well,
there's
one thing that kind of bothers me, you know, and you can hear this if you want them, but guys like me that have been in this industry for a long, 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 long time and we're making a certain amount of money, you got a lot of these younger guys coming in, like, undercutting us. And then the bars expect to pay us that small amount of money because everybody else has done it. I just wish there was, like, not really a union, but guys would get together and talk about, you know, kind of what the rate should be, you know, what we should charge. And
Because
it's getting harder and harder and harder and harder to find good paying gigs anymore because everybody's undercutting everybody.
Well, brother, you're preaching to the choir.
Okay.
We started back in 1982, 2002, I believe, is when we first strapped on a guitar and started doing some stuff. And in the mid-80s, we were making more money than we are now.
Wow.
So, you know, we stick more to private parties and stuff like that. We don't play as many venues for that particular reason. You know, and I just had a venue the other day that we're scheduled for and wanted me to come down on the band's price, because we usually pay the bands around, you know, I'll just say, you know, around $100. I'm going like, really? It doesn't matter what the quality of the band is or the singer is. They just have a generic price that they're going to throw out there, and either you play for it or not.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah. So you've hit the nail on the head, and that is, you know, there's a lot of musicians that will pat you on the back for that one, because it's the ones that have been doing it. The veterans out there, you know, the veterans shouldn't have to compete with the newbies that want to undercut just to get the job. You know.
Yeah.
So very good. Very good on that one. Let's see, what's your favorite venue or festival or whatever to play?
Probably my hometown bar. It's called Rowdy Bucks.
Yes, I see that on your deal.
Been playing there a very long time, and we have a really good following there. So yeah, it's really fun.
Very good, very good. And I'm sure they'll like to hear the little plug there as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your most exciting achievement?
I never thought about that. Probably. Well, yeah. Let me come back with that. But releasing my first EP.
Okay.
Because I guess I never thought I would.
Right.
And finally doing it was a huge deal for me.
That's nice. So when you have the physical copy in hand going like, hey, this is real.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very good.
Yep.
On stage, doing a lot of live music and stuff, as you do. Uh-huh. How often or do you ever forget the words to a song?
Oh, it happens a lot.
More of your own or covers?
Sometimes my own. At least once a gig.
It shows you're human.
40 or 50 songs, I mean.
Oh, I know.
Sing 40 or 50 songs a night. We do the 3-hour shows, and yeah, it happens almost once a night.
And it's funny that, you know, that the majority of the people that are there listening don't even know it. It's happened, and you look around and you kind of mumble something, and then you go on to the next one, and it's like, you know, if you don't make it look like something happened, nobody knows.
Yeah, I usually just laugh there and keep going.
we played a show the other night, and I did I'm the bassist of the band as well, and I did this walk up to this. To the next chord, and I was a half a step off, and it just hit, and our lead vocalist, he started laughing, and I was surprised that he actually got to go up to the mic and actually start the next verse.
Yeah, and when a bass guitar hits the wrong note, it is there. You can hear it.
Oh, and we laugh along with it and try not to make it obvious, but sometimes you just can't stop laughing for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you got your shows. How do you prepare yourself for a big show?
I drink a lot. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
I could be serious. That could have been a serious answer.
I was just kidding. Prepare myself for a big show. I don't know. Been doing it so long. I've been playing music for like 25 years. Nothing really even bothers me anymore.
Anything traditional that you do before you walk up the steps or walk onto the stage?
No, not really.
No.
I might usually take one shot of Crown, to be honest with you.
There you go.
Being serious.
We usually
kind of loosens you up. Just
yeah,
a little bit.
We usually have a shot of like a Goldschlager or Rebecca Creek whiskey before we go up.
There
the whole,
you go.
The whole band goes, and then we.
I should have said Rebecca Creek. Maybe they'll give me a sponsor. But...
well, we'll see.
No, kidding.
Hey, what kind of advice do you give for any new artists that are starting out?
Oh, new artist.
Like Caitlin, for instance. What kind of advice do you give her, or, you know, somebody like that, as they're going through their starting their career?
Do you really want me to tell you what I told her? The God's honest truth.
Get
a college degree.
Okay.
Go to school and get a degree.
Okay. So did you?
I'm being serious because I mean I put all my tips into music, and yeah. You know, 25 years later, I'm still struggling at music.
Okay. Okay, that's you know, and that's fair. That's fair to put out there.
There's a very, 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 very small few amount of people that actually make a good enough living at music to where you don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can live on your sister's couch or your parents' sure. couch the rest of your life, but you know, to afford a good living,
yeah,
it's hard. There's a very small.
It
amount
is
of people
so you know, artists
it.
Can look at the time. You know, that's. Pet peeve of mine. You can look at the top 30 on the Texas Regional Radio Report, and you can go like, "Oh, let's see, now those guys are making a living because they're there all the time."
Yeah.
That's what I have to say. So I see on a lot of your pictures, you're a telly man as well.
Yes.
Is that your preferred acts to play, or do you have anything else you go to?
No, that's it. I've been playing country lead since I was, I don't know, 19.
Okay.
About 20 years I've been playing lead guitar.
So those are the real American-made Fenders?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good, because you've been playing long enough. You should at least still have some of the original ones from then.
Yeah, I have a G&L Kelly as well.
Okay.
One of the Leo Fender guitars.
Okay, very cool. All right, now I'm going to go to the Fast Five here.
Okay.
You ready? So I'm just gonna ask I'm gonna ask you five questions. Just first thing that spouts off the top of your head, and it just tries to get people to know you as a person. You know that.
Right.
You know that musicians are real people. So here we go. Ready? Favorite food?
Okay. Mexican food.
Okay. Your favorite actor?
Favorite actor?
Yes.
Oh, that's a tough question. I'll say Morgan Freeman.
Okay, good one. And
Shawshank Redemption is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that's a good movie. Excellent movie. Mm-hmm. Your favorite country artist?
Favorite country artist? George Strait.
Okay. Your favorite car?
Favorite car? I've always wanted a Ford F-250 diesel, so I guess I would say that.
Okay, you'd be working on that. And then finally, let's go with your favorite cartoon.
Favorite cartoon? Growing up, probably the Thundercats.
The Thundercats. All right. Oh my goodness, that'll get people going to Wiki and to say, "Oh, Thundercats! Who is that? Who is that?" Don likes it. Maybe I like it too. You never know what kind of influence you're going to put on people nowadays. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go music wise here. So you've had two CDs. Your first was called Halfway There.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. So that was the most your best achievement so far. So let's go to your second one, which I think is Judgment Day. That's the title of it, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the one where the hag's on?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Tell me how that creation came about.
Which one? The hag's on? That
the
song?
Hag, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story, actually. I was talking to a friend of mine one night at the bar, and I was telling her how, you know, he's up there singing, and nobody's paying attention, nobody's listening, everybody's talking, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
She said, this before Hacker died, he was at a concert here in Houston at a bar called Stampede, and everybody was talking real loud around her, and she turned around and looked everybody up. She said, y'all shut.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that word on the air, but y'all shut the up. When the hag's on.
Uh-huh.
And I changed it to shut the hell up. Before.
There you but go.
She said that, and I looked at her and I said, that is a really good idea for a song. I typed it in my phone, and I wrote it the next week.
Yeah, and I love the tune. I think it's a great tune. It's a great dancing tune. Folks want to dance to it. And mm-hmm. Would you consider that your signature song so far?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. There's another one on the album called I'm Not Drinking Alone, which is probably, I think, the best song that I've ever written, but I probably can't release it because it's too long, I think, for radio. It's like 5 minutes long.
Okay, so I saw you had it released as a video, though.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I have not had a chance to hear it yet, but I'll go check out the video.
And
so
all the pictures on that video came from Facebook friends.
Okay.
We sent out a message to for everybody to send pictures of themselves or family that were in the armed services.
Nice. Cool, and then even you get friends coming out of the woodwork on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So your latest single is the title track, Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about that tune.
That one originated from... you're in the music business,
yep.
So I'll be straight up honest. I wrote this music about how people in the business you think are your friends,
uh-huh.
and then you turn around and you're talking to somebody and you hear somebody else talking about you.
Okay,
and you're like, well, what did I do?
Yeah,
you don't even know what you did, but you hear, you know, somebody's talking bad about you. So that's where that song came about. If you listen closely to the words, and it doesn't, you know, have to relate to music only. It's in anything in your life, what you do.
Sure,
you think people are your friends and turn around and hear somebody.
Well, you know what's neat. What's neat about it?
You don't even know what you did wrong.
Exactly. You know what's neat about that is, you know, you telling me how these songs come about. You know, people can be hearing these songs, like the Hag song or whatever, that they've been listening to it for a while, and then they hear the actual story behind it.
Gives it a whole new meaning.
It gives it a whole new meaning. You go back and actually listen to the words.
Yeah.
So
right.
You know, being a musician as I am, I have a tendency to listen more when I first hear a song to the music before I do the words. Mm-hmm. Since I'm not lead vocaling them out, you know, I if it's got a good melody, if it's got great I'm a sucker for really weird chord progressions sometimes in some of these songs, and then I go back and listen to the words. But you know, in yours, you know, I hear the words, and then when I hear the meaning of the song, then I go back and listen to it again, thinking it of how how it came about for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a cool way to do that. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and play that tune. So if you wouldn't mind introducing it to our listeners.
Here's my new single, Judgment Day, on Texas46Radio.com.
Yes, sir.
Walked on the quiet side, kept my mouth shut, and tried to abide by the unwritten law about the way a good man should be. But sometimes you take all you can take, you get tired of the way people act so fake, and love you to your face, turn around, talk behind your back. Well, if you think this song's about you, well then it probably is. I don't really give a damn who it might have been. I ain't got time for your childish ways. I'm a grown-ass man, I got bills to pay, and we're all the same on Judgment Day. Well, my folks taught me right from wrong, live life to the fullest, always stay strong, don't ever let anybody bring you down. Always be proud of who you become, be true to yourself, and listen to me, son, who really gives a damn what people say anyway? If you think this song's about you, well then it probably is. I don't really give a damn who it might offend. I ain't got time for your childish ways. I'm a grown-ass man, I got bills to pay, and we're all the same on Judgment Day. Careful with the words you choose, cause if you choose them wrong, man, you just might lose. And what you gonna say come Judgment Day? Well, if you think this song's about you, well, then it probably is. Don't really give a damn who it might offend. I ain't got time for your childish ways. I'm a grown-ass man, I got bills to pay, and we're all the same on Judgment Day. Yeah, we're all the same on Judgment Day. Yeah. be careful with them words, boy.
Alrighty then, that was Don Vickers with his latest single, Judgment Day, here on Texas46Radio.com. And who else, who better than to have on the air with me, Don Vickers himself.
Hello. Yeah. I'm good.
Hello, we're on. Are we there? Test the mic on? Yeah. Hey, what? Where can these folks find your music?
On SpeakBaby.com or iTunes or Amazon, just about any digital outlet out there.
Okay.
Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah, just about everywhere you can get music nowadays, you're available.
Yeah, Apple Music, correct.
Okay. I got some big shows coming up you want to mention?
Rowdy Bucks this Saturday in Crosby.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I don't know without a calendar sitting in front of me.
That's good. You have any artists you're going to be opening up for? You don't have to say any dates or anything, but anything coming up like
not,
that?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
I do have a pretty big one, but I'm not going to announce it just yet because we don't have the contract signed.
That's
yet.
Okay. That's all right.
Maybe when I get that one figured out, I'll get back with you on that.
There you go. And it's nice to have those.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, a final shout-out to anybody out there. You want to say hello to anyone? Now's the time.
I want to say hello to my wife, Tiffany.
Okay.
And to Daryl Kirkendall for setting this up for me. Appreciate it, Daryl.
Cool. I think that's it. All right. Hey, you've been listening to The Conversations between Bruce Allen and Don Vickers, soon to be archived into the favorites of country music. If only. It'll be archived on my computer at least. So,
yeah,
and cool. If in case anybody missed this particular one or wants to hear it again, I'm going to be rebroadcasting it at 5 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. So you set your alarm on your phone to catch that. So Don, we appreciate you joining us this morning. It's just me. So joining me this morning, and I wish you luck in your music career, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Now back to some more music. We'll work on some more phone interviews with some folks coming up here in the near future, and we'll keep you updated with what's going on. Go ahead and check out Don's Facebook page and his website. I know he'd appreciate it, and buy some Don Vickers music. Speaking of music, more music here on Texas46Radio.com.